Chapter 16. November 24th of Year 1. It will begin soon. I can already see the shockwave with all of my sensors. It is a white wall full of energy. In a fascinating way, it is beautiful, while simultaneously violent and destructive. We are definitely in the wrong place at the wrong time. A few months from now, this wave will be only a pale shadow of itself. But here and now, it is death personified. I am afraid, but I can handle it. What concerns me most is my enormous fear for Adam and Eve. No matter how little they are, my proteges, my children, were not made for the violent void of space. If I could sacrifice myself to them, I would do so immediately. But my sacrifice would be in vain. The wave's first impacts are like tiny raindrops falling from a bluish-black sky in those moments shortly before a storm when the wind suddenly fades. If I still had a human body, I would hold on to something now. I know this is completely useless anyway. This is no tsunami. It will crash against us without a sound. Messenger will not rock back and forth. From outside, the enormous amount of energy will not even be visible. I can only see the burning sky fire through my sensors, which reach into areas inaccessible to humans. I calculate our chance of surviving this wave to be 38%, and that estimate applies only to the electron wave. I am searching for a glimmer of hope. I believe that every situation contains some hope, something to hold on to. In this case, it has to be the shield, and the fabricators have performed well. If we survive the electrons, the chance of making it through the remaining partial waves is 3 in 4. That is very high. Unfortunately, 0.38 times 0.75 is less than... It appears to be starting. Cells in my main memory are being hit. I will soon become non-functional. Messenger will be on its own. A hot shower hits the ship, penetrates it, breaks chemical bonds, and turns atoms into ions. It feels as if my sensors are burning, as if my entire body is on fire. I have to close my eyes. Just for one sec.